This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having seen only a summary of its conclusion so far through the lens of the Attorney General, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she remains confident that Congress is going to receive some form of the Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia probe.
More than 80% of the American people want to see the report released. That is reflected in a 420-0 vote in the Congress. We will not be ignored.
Meanwhile, the Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, is rejecting Republican calls that he resign as chairman. The GOP says he deliberately fueled a false narrative about Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. Schiff claims there were clearly acts of collusion by former Trump associates.
And yes, I think it's corrupt and evidence of collusion.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The nation's economy slowed in the final 3 months of last year. The Commerce Department says GDP grew at 2.2% in the fourth quarter, down from the third quarter's 3.4%. For the year, it was at 2.9%. A deadly carjacking incident yesterday in a Pacific Northwest city. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
In Seattle, police say two people were killed and two were injured when a man opened fire on vehicles, including a bus.
The guy gets up and then he pulls out his gun and he just started walking north on Sandpoint Way here and trying to stop cars. You know, he's just walking straight up to him with the gun in his hand.
Police arrested the suspect after a brief standoff.
Someone who purchased a Powerball ticket near Milwaukee, Wisconsin is very rich. A single winning ticket in last night's drawing was sold, the grand prize worth a whopping $768 million before taxes. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A sword-wielding suspect is dead and two cops in California wounded after an incident at the Inglewood Church of Scientology. It began yesterday afternoon. Reports of a suspect entering the building with a sword and a gun. When officers arrived, shots were fired. The two officers were struck, one in the hand, another in the arm. Both were taken to hospitals. They're expected to survive. The suspect reportedly shot in the head and later died at a hospital. There's no word on what his motive may have been. The Federal Trade Commission is shutting down four groups that it says were responsible for billions of robocalls. The FTC says the groups pitched a variety of services from auto warranties and debt relief to home security systems, fake charities, and help improving Google search results. The FTC says in a news release that it brought dozens of cases targeting illegal robocalls and that fighting unwanted calls remains one of the FTC's highest priorities. And as we mentioned at the top of the news, it's opening day across Major League Baseball. All 30 clubs are in action, starting with the Yankees and Orioles in the Bronx and the Mets and the Nationals in D.C. The Phillies and new star Bryce Harper open at home against the Braves. And the World Series Red Sox, the champs, close out the night in Seattle. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're coming to you live from Anaheim, California. We're here at NRB Proclaim 19, and I've got a real special guest for us. His story is reminiscent of the celebrated international best-selling book, The Cross and the Switchblade. I'm talking with Casey Diaz, who wrote The Shot Caller. It's a Latino gangbanger's miraculous escape from a life of violence to a new life in Christ. Casey, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Bill, for having me.
Oh, Casey, I got to tell you, I mean, in reading your story, and you know, and it is a miraculous escape because you know, obviously, you know, both of us Latinos, we understand the culture and what can happen, especially in the gangs. And once you're in, it's hard to get out.
It is. It is. That's very true.
Yeah. So, how did you get started in the gangs?
At the age of 11, I got introduced to this gang in Los Angeles, and kind of took off from there. I liked the family unit of it, and of course the parties and and everything that goes along with that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're 11 years old, and wow, talk about going into the deep end of the pool and the fast lane really, really quick. And, you know, and it was good. I was going to ask you the lure, you know, for someone 11 years old. I mean, you got, the acceptance of older kids. And as you say, it is, it becomes a familia, right?
It does. You know, I had, a shot caller at that time, from this gang that took me under his wing and really, kind of just brought, you know, showed me the ropes.
Kind of mentored you into the business, huh?
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, when you say a shot caller, what do you mean?
A shot caller is a gang leader. He's the one that organizes. He's the one that calls the shots. Yeah, and he's the one that determines who gets a hit and who gets to stay within the group.
Mm-hmm. So this is all group justice, and that the shot caller is more or less handling, and then of course protecting the turf as well, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have a whole rank system. Within the gang as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just he's the final decision maker in whether it's moving drugs or putting a hit on somebody, whether you're in our gang or not.
Casey, so how is your family responding? I mean, you're 11 years old. I mean, do they have an idea that you're involved in this gang?
No, you don't. I grew up with a mom that worked from 4 in the morning till, you know, 10 at night.
Yeah.
And it was that's how it was. And a father that was absent.
Yeah.
Physically there, but absent in every sense of the
word. How many kids in your family?
It was just me I have another sibling. He's 11 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
So I really didn't get to meet him until after I paroled from my sentence.
So basically 11 years old, you're flying solito lindo here, huh?
Yeah.
As they say, huh?
Exactly.
So, you know, absence of a home family. you get this substitute family, and initially this all seems pretty cool.
It seems fun, you know, and it's alluring, and you get sucked into a life of crime, just, you know, from little things to greater things out on the streets. And if you have a shot caller next to you, that fame, that honor, that street honor falls on you as well, just because you know a certain leader then.
So here you are, you're 11 years old, and you're getting deeper and deeper into it. It's just like the allurement, the hook of the whole gang lifestyle is just going deeper and deeper into you. Along the way, did you have second thoughts and go, okay, maybe I shouldn't be doing this?
No, you know what?
You were all in.
I was all in, and the thrill of the streets, and the particular gang leader that took me under his wing, he was very violent. So that just caught onto me, and I started to, as gross as the sound, I started enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, like you say, it becomes a lifestyle.
It is.
And you know, here it is. I mean, some people become a big man on campus. You're the big man on the street.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Right. So so what happened to you?
At 16, I ended up catching a second-degree murder along with some robberies. And I was a fugitive for 21 days from that incident. And I was captured in Los Angeles by the Los Angeles crash unit. And then shortly after that, sentenced to 12 years, 8 months.
You're going through this process, and reality hits you right in the face. And I'm sure they talked to you about this, that, you know, this is all part and parcel of the journey, right? You get to do whatever you want to do on the street, but then one day you may have to deal with the consequences of it. But don't worry, you know, the family is still with you, right?
Yeah, you know, and I had been to juvenile halls from the age of 11, juvenile camps and such. And so being locked up already started to groom me, and I was used to, you know, I'd get out and go back in within a few days.
Right.
So it was a familiar territory by the time I hit state prison.
And what's your mom thinking?
It's like any other mom. You know, there's a joke in the Spanish community, you know, and the joke is, mi hijo no es cholo, right? It's, as a mom, you think the best of your kid.
Right.
So there was a lot of denial, and I mean, she was in courtrooms and still in denial.
Yes, right. And heartbroken at the same time, and overwhelmed to say, what do I do? You know, what's the saving grace for my son whom I love? Only have a couple of minutes left, and like I said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Casey back where we can spend more time because his story is so riveting. So what was the big transformation and the big change for you where you finally decided, hey, I can't go on like this?
There was a little church in Los Angeles that came and visited inmates in solitary confinement where I was at. Where I was housed in New Folsom.
You're in solitary confinement.
Yeah, I did 3 years in there in solitary as part of my sentence.
Wow.
And it was in there that this lady came in and started to tell me that Jesus loved me and that he was going to use me. And my first thought was, you know, this lady's nuts. She's crazy. She doesn't know what she's talking about. And
what do you know about Jesus at that point?
Zero.
Yes, right.
I had absolutely no knowledge of the church, Christ, or who he was, God. It was... Yeah, I knew nothing about that.
So her declaration upon you started to weigh on you.
I think it was the interceding, the prayer that she started to do, and her just consistency in stopping by my cell that once a month.
She was relentless, huh?
Yeah, she was.
Oh,
wow. And she had this courage to step into solitary confinement and to approach me and just tell me that, you know, she's praying for me and Jesus is going to use me.
And all along you're thinking, what's going on here, right?
Yeah. An incident happened in my cell, and it's in the book.
Yes. So that's why you have to get your hands on the book, and there's so much more about it. And this is why we're looking forward to having Casey back with us. It is called The Shot Caller, A Latino Gangbanger's Miraculous Escape from a Life of Violence. to a new life in Christ. And this is the thing about Jesus Christ. He's in the transformation business, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And you probably say, well, if he can transform me, he can transform anybody, right?
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. Today, Casey is married and three kids, right?
That's right.
Three kids, one for the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I'm just saying.
There you go.
I love it that way. Casey Diaz on Bill Martinez Live. Casey, I'm looking forward to having you back on the show. We're going to get together afterwards, okay?
It's a pleasure, Bill.
All right,
thank you
got
so
it. God bless you. Appreciate
bless
it.
You.
Casey Diaz on Bill Martinez Live. The book, The Shot Caller, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. I found healing.
And let me tell you, if we're going to get there, it's not going to be based on eight-second sound bites. It's going to be based on the truth as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here coming to you live from Anaheim, California. We're at NRB, Proclaim 19. And with us right now is Lorraine Varela. She is an author, a screenwriter who loves to connect people with the heart of God. Began her writing career with her devotional, Powerful Moments in the Presence of God, featuring inspirational words alongside her photographs taken in fascinating places throughout the U.S. and abroad. How much fun was that?
A lot.
Oh, I bet. Wow, very cool. I love that. Lorraine, welcome to the show. Good to have you here.
Yeah, it's so nice to talk with you this morning.
Yeah, really, face-to-face here, yes, as opposed to over the phone. You know, this is always nice when we can have this kind of opportunity. Lorraine's new devotional is Planned from the Start, a healing devotional, huh?
Yes, it's the companion to the movie Unplanned that comes out in theaters tomorrow night.
I'll tell you, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate this, because this has been my prayer for a number of years, is women who are, you know, coming to reconcile the reality of what they've done.
Yeah.
And not only women, but we're finding out men. In fact, I spoke with a man last night, and he told me, he goes, because one of the things I hear all the time from women, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 13. And it weighs so heavy on me, because I think, my goodness, you've been living with this. I mean, you just carry this out. What do you do?
Carry
you
know? It for decades at times.
Well, till the day you die,
yes,
quite possibly, right?
Right.
And so for this man to tell me, he goes, my child would have been 23.
Right.
I said, you know, because we've been saying this, is that I think what's yet to be heard, Lorraine, is that you're going to hear the equivalent of the Rachel cry that we read about in the New Testament when Herod killed all the boys, right? Is that you're going to hear the equivalent of the Rachel cry, but from the man.
Yes, and I've already been getting contacts from men that have gone through forcing women to have abortions,
right,
and just being wrecked with pain. In fact, there was one man that had a prison ministry, and he told me about how many of the prisoners he talks with that they just sob over their transgression of causing their children to die. And he said something so profound. He said, God created us to be protectors of our women and our children and of our families, and we know that we've blown it.
Exactly. And when you realize that you have violated something that is part of your nature, you know, just as much as what we talked about with women as nurturers, holding on to the memory of, you know, whatever years and, you know, and but yet, we all bought into the lie of what the Supreme Court, Roe v. Wade, what the media has been telling us.
Right.
And now, thank God, because of sonogram technology and everything, we're seeing it's just not, you know, just a bunch of tissue or whatever.
Well, and the movie Unplanned is based off of a woman's story, Abby Johnson, who was a Planned Parenthood clinic director, the youngest in their history. And she bought into that lie, you know, completely. Mm-hmm. And she sold that lie to 22,000 women.
Right.
Oversaw those many abortions until she was called into an abortion procedure, and she assisted with an ultrasound-guided abortion, and what she saw changed everything.
Yeah.
I want to go back to your comment about men, though, because in this book, Planned from the Start, we have the healing testimonies of four women and one man who were supernaturally God-ordained, healed by abortion. And I'm going to say supernatural because I feel all healing is supernatural.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when you think about it, it is what I call I am moment.
Yeah.
It's that transformational crossroads that you come to. And really, the kind of healing we're talking about, you can't do it without God.
No, you can't, because that's just the way that we're wired. We know that we've sinned, and there's only one mediator, one way for forgiveness, and that's through Jesus.
And again, what I want people, and particularly women or men who have been associated with this big lie, is that, you know, do not hear any broad brush condemnation here. You know, there is a lot of compassion, and I think this is a grand opportunity for the church, which Jesus established, right? For a time such as this, for issues like this, that because God knows that we're knuckleheads and we're going to make mistakes.
Well, and there's been so much shame that's covered the church because we've been silent. And I've spoken with women and men who say that they feel like they've committed the unpardonable sin because the pastors are unwilling or afraid to talk about it for fear of causing waves or creating more hurt.
Right.
And it's just added, heaped on that condemnation and shame, and they haven't been able to climb out of it.
I got to tell you, Lorraine, before I came out,
And we've been focusing a lot on Unplanned. Abby
yes.
Johnson's been
right.
on with us many times.
Okay.
And we've discussed, you know, the movie. We're excited that it's
yeah.
coming out tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow, yes.
yes.
And it'll be nationwide, and highly recommend People of Faith, especially because the People of Faith will get this.
Yes.
And they need to carry that message on. And that was what was bothering me before. You know, I'd ask people even about the Gosnell movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, People of Faith, have you seen the movie?
Mm-hmm.
They go, well, I saw the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
No, you need to see the movie.
Yeah.
And so what I decided to do, I felt God had put this on my heart. I said, I'm taking the movie to the churches.
Yeah.
So I paid
wow.
the fee, and I before I came out, Catholic Church, St. Bernadette's Catholic yeah. Church in Port St. Lucie, we had 250 people
awesome.
There
That's
and okay. showed up to see it. And I've been invited to other churches. I'm bringing the movie. And then Unplanned, you know, I've got to try to make the same arrangement because people are eager to see Unplanned
yeah.
as well.
Yes. Well, and that's so true. And, you know, taking it to the churches, 70% of women that go into clinics identify as Christian or Catholic
yes.
with a faith-based background.
Right.
And 50% have been in a worship service of their denomination within that month. So this reaches into the church, one in four women, or even one in three women, will have had an abortion.
Exactly. And that's what I had spoken to, you know, the local priest there in Port St. Lucie, Father Olto, and with other pastors. I go, do you realize at least a third of the
yes.
women there? And I mean, if you want to extend it, it's not just the women. You've got the men. You've got grandparents
exactly.
now getting involved.
Exactly.
I mean, the rippling effect of abortion
right.
is
yes.
immense.
Right. And the way that I say it is abortion's arms reach wide.
Yes,
it touches
exactly.
all of us.
Right. And so with this movie, Unplanned, which is very powerful, and we see, you know, Abby takes us to that point, and
mm-hmm.
that really was quite crushing for her, the reality of abortion and the reconciliation, or at least reconciling in her own mind, oh, my God, I've been lied to.
Right.
I bought into this lie.
Right. And just the regret and that comes from that enormous moment. And I would just say to your listeners, don't do what we've done with Gosnell. Don't see the trailer and think you've seen the movie because you haven't. My husband and I, we were the pastors on set for the filming, and I was the behind-the-scenes stills photographer for the movie.
Cool.
So there's so much more to her story than what you see in the trailer. And
mm-hmm.
just be encouraged that it's going to be a movie that will open your eyes in ways that you didn't know you needed that kind of instruction.
Age group wise, this movie's rated R.
It is.
Abby and I talked about
yes.
that. Said interesting that the movie ratings industry
yes.
would appreciate that abortion is in fact violent.
Yes. Well, and the movie ratings industry is run by a group of 10 individuals from Hollywood that
yes.
decide, 10 parents, watch a movie and decide what the rating should be.
Yes.
And they obviously had a bent and a bias.
Right. Well, but I think that's a good thing.
Yes.
Right? And so with that R rating, what is your... you know, what is your commentary about that
right.
and encouragement for people
right.
to come and not
right.
to be dissuaded by the R rating?
Well, first of all, for parents of children, you know your children and what they can handle. And I would say that if you have a teen, be willing to take, they need to see this. This affects
mm-hmm.
their generation and they need to know. Don't be afraid by what a group of 10 individuals from Hollywood has decided that you should or should not see
mm-hmm.
because of this R. There's no sex, there's no language, there's no graphic, there's nothing except for the depiction of abortion, which is an act of violence in itself.
Well, we know sexual education,
yes.
Irresponsibly, I believe, is, you know, thrust upon, you know, our young daughters and that in schools.
Right.
This, you know, maybe parents need to consider their young daughter seeing this movie in that context.
Well, and it's an excellent form of birth control because
right.
you see what she goes through and you see what happens behind those closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never want to get into that situation.
Right. Well, even, you know, in dealing with abortifacients, right?
Yes.
Because they've made that seem like, oh,
right.
it's nothing.
No, it's
and
not.
Even as the one director or the one assistant said, oh, yeah, you just take a couple
exactly.
pills, it's okay, right?
No, it's not. It's the same for miscarriage that I've talked with women. It's a very physical, violent act that the body goes through.
Unbelievable. Well, you know, Lorraine, I cannot thank you. I think our audience, women, men around the world, for that matter, are going to be blessed by this devotional
right.
because this is a process. Because you're going to see the movie and you go,
right.
okay, what do
right.
I do?
Yes, and just to encourage people to not be afraid to take that healing step, plan from the start is a beautiful journey that you can go on with the Lord just to bring joy and forgiveness and grace and comfort and hope over those areas that have caused distress over
and,
abortion.
And we're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Book available at all the usual places, right?
Yes.
You got it. Very
Thank
good.
You.
Lorraine Marie.
Brought to you by Milk. Love what's real.
March is National Nutrition Month and a good time to focus on serving your family a nutritious meal every day. Mornings can be hectic, but preparing breakfast ahead of time can help families slow down and enjoy a balanced meal together to start the day right. Pediatrician Dr. Elon Shapiro recommends a wholesome breakfast made with real dairy milk for its nutritional benefits, especially for kids.
Serving your kids a nourishing breakfast with milk is an easy way to set them up for a great day. Dairy milk is the top food source for calcium, vitamin D, and potassium, important nutrients that many kids do not get enough of. Dishes like overnight oats made with milk can be prepared the night before, giving you more quality of time together and a peace of mind than knowing that you're serving them a nutritious, satisfying meal.
Prep for tomorrow with real milk today. In a glass cup or bowl, breakfast with milk helps nourish and satisfy your family. Stock up on real dairy milk at your local grocery store today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having seen only a summary of its conclusion so far through the lens of the Attorney General, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she remains confident that Congress is going to receive some form of the special counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia probe.
More than 80% of the American people want to see the report released. That is reflected in a 420-0 vote in the Congress. We will not be ignored.
Meanwhile, the Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, is rejecting Republican calls that he resign as chairman. The GOP says he deliberately fueled a false narrative about Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. Schiff claims there were clearly acts of collusion by former Trump associates.
And yes, I think it's corrupt and evidence of collusion.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Bill Martinez live.
The way you like us, fresh and independent, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're live in Anaheim, California. Yes, on the West Coast. And we're here at NRB Annual Convention. This is Proclaim 19. Lots of fun. Lots of great authors here. It's a great networking time to get around people of faith and talk about what exciting things God is doing in their life and how they continue to be transformed. Amy Cabo Nikolov is with us. She is a Cuban American. Did you bring me any Cuban sandwiches?
Not from Miami. No.
Oh no, that's okay. Well, that's all right. I gave up bread for Lent. So My wife just looked at me. She goes, "You can't have a Cuban sandwich. You gave up bread for Lent." anyway, she's lived most of her life in Miami.
Yes.
So
I've traveled.
Yeah, well, good. And after many years of healing, finding love, raising a family, and evolving her relationship with God, Amy's true grit and courage led her to pen this honest and thought-provoking memoir. Years of abuse became overshadowed with years of happiness and unconditional love. Nothing like godly transformation, right?
Exactly. People would be shocked the things that I went through, the things that I felt I had to do, and where I have been. Mm-hmm. And the fact that God was able to forgive me and love me unconditionally. Had I known then what I know now, right, that all I had to do was trust God, have patience, and know that He loves me unconditionally, mm-hmm, I would have avoided a lot of depressive moments, mm-hmm, a lot of suffering. But the way that I see it, had I not gone through all the things that I've gone through, had I not gone through all the abuses and the custody battles and the 25 years of suffering different things, mm, would I consider myself understanding enough, mm, to be a radio host and, right, try to help others?
Right.
Would, if I wasn't alone, abandoned as an orphan at 15, oh, and had so many challenges where I had no one in the world, would I have gotten a relationship with God?
Yes.
Would I have gotten to know Him?
Right.
And would I have become the person who I am? Would my husband have fallen in love with me?
Mm-hmm.
So, in a way, I'm grateful for my life, for the lessons that I've learned.
Yeah.
And even if it took me a long time to learn it, God knew, and right, God knows when someone's ready. But all along, I always knew that God was with me. And even though I did fail and fumble, mm, in times that I went astray, in times that I wanted to believe what everyone else believes,
mm,
what I got in my reviews from my book, traumas and horrific things and unimaginable things.
Right.
But you don't have to see it that way,
because, mm-hmm,
God has a way of turning tragedies into blessings.
Right, exactly.
And they could be life's learning lessons,
mm-hmm,
and you could turn it around and help others with it.
Right. And for you, you know, it's the old saying, you can't give what you don't have. And God has put new wine in your new wineskin through this transformation and has expanded you to where you're able to relate to, you know, other women and men who have gone through circumstances, maybe not exactly like yours, but at times similar.
I mean, if you think about it, I can be a child abuse advocate. I could be a domestic violence advocate. I could be an anti-abortion advocate. I can be an anti-drug advocate. I can be an anti-court abuse advocate.
Mm.
I understand sacrifice,
right,
because of the things I felt I had to do.
Right.
I even can understand what it's like to be barren, having 9 children and 3 live pregnancies. And you tell me we're not special,
right,
we're not important, it's not a miracle that we're alive.
Mm-hmm.
I know how difficult it is to have children.
Right.
I don't believe we live just to live, but,
right,
that we live for a reason.
Without a doubt.
We all strive to be something better,
mm-hmm,
to do something meaningful in our lives.
Well, your memoir, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, really echoes for a lot of people that are looking, and especially at a chaotic time. I mean, I don't know that, at least in my awareness, in my life, that I have been around such chaos. I mean, we are in a rather chaotic world, are we not? Am I fake newsing it? But this is just my observation and what I hear from other people.
It's a constant battle.
Yeah.
I did not grow the strength that I did until I realized that I had to pray every day.
Yes.
You have to spend time with God.
Right.
At least 30 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
It is a constant battle, like the yin-yang,
well,
good,
right,
against evil. But for me, love was the answer to a lot of my problems. But, mm-hmm, I tried everything,
mm-hmm,
every medication. I was your guinea pig.
Well, you had to rewire. You had to rewire your whole mind and thinking. I mean, I was just, you know,
nothing
you were
else
talking,
worked.
Well, I was just talking, you know, thinking as you're, you know, I'm listening to what you're saying, and you talk about abuse. It's almost like you put in yourself an operating system that welcomes abuse. Do you not?
Well,
and I mean, I know that sounds kind of strange, but it's just that when I say welcomes, maybe accepting might be a better word than, and maybe give excuses or whatever it is. But it's just that you
I acknowledge,
yeah,
the abuse.
Yes.
But I think outside the box.
Right.
I don't believe that it's something terrible that happened to me or something that's going to affect me or something that I should suffer for.
Mm-hmm.
Society gives me that script. I could play the role.
Right.
But instead, I choose to believe it's a blessing because I've learned so much from it,
mm-hmm,
because it's made me who I am today, because maybe I'm more compassionate, maybe a better person, maybe more understanding. I don't want to be a know-it-all.
Right.
I want to be somebody who understands a lot.
Right.
I want to be able to say, I understand. I've been there. I understand what it's like to have an abortion when you're Catholic and it's strongly against your beliefs.
Right.
And how many people, how many Catholics do that? Imagine the shame they'd carry.
Exactly.
That I can tell that person you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And at least that's something.
And that's what's happening today, I would say. And timing-wise, in fact, I was just sharing with our previous guest right before you, is that before I left Florida, I live in Port St. Lucie above West Palm on the East Coast as well. And I took the movie, the Gosnell movie, and showed it to our church. I paid the fee, the showing fee for it. We had 250 people show up at the Catholic Church. And, you know, for a process of trying to heal, because people, you know, I'm amazed. You know, I'd go to churches across the country, Protestant, you know, non-denominational, you name it. And I'd ask people, I go, well, have you seen the movie? They go, well, I saw the trailer. No, you need to see the movie. You need to be aware. And even talking with pastors and saying, do you realize how many people you have in pews here in front of you every Sunday or Saturday night that have been associated with abortions, that are carrying the weight, as you say, of this shame, of this offense, you know, against God? And I believe it's a time for healing to deal with this. And this is just one of, you know, several things that you deal with. As you say, you could be an advocate for so many things because of what you've experienced. And so your testimony is very powerful.
Well, the best thing that I have to offer is my testimony, that to let people know that you can go through unimaginable things and still be okay. Because I tried everything. I tried every medication. I tried ketamine infusions, transcranial magnetic stimulation.
Mm.
I did fall into that role of this is supposed to hurt me when I wrote my memoir. But then I got over it. I said, wait a second. It doesn't need to. That's not what God intended for me.
Mm.
God didn't want me to suffer. This is not what I was here for. And I saw things differently. And that's what helps me through. The fact that God, when you get close to Him, when you pray to Him, your eyes are open.
Right.
You tend to see things a little bit clearer. You tend to appreciate life more.
Well, you know, some people who are in very various part of their journey would hear this say, well, that sounds pretty simple, Amy, you know, just to pray. But you're speaking from your heart and experience.
Yes, most definitely.
And so I guess that's what you would tell them.
Yes. I everything is best when it's done with heart.
Yeah. And maybe the old question is, what have you got to lose? You've tried everything else, right? Like the woman with the issue of blood. Here she spent all her money on medication and doctors and everything else, and gets to that point and says, gosh, if I could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, maybe that would do it, right?
Someone says it's when you're laying in your on your back, it's when you look up.
Amen. Well, and this is... this is the faithfulness and the level of forgiveness that an almighty God offers to each one of us with his arms open wide. Her memoir, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure. Amy Cabo-Nikolov has been our guest here at Bill Martinez Live. We're going to link the book at our website. It is available at all the usual places, right, Amy?
Yes, at Amazon. I also have a website, godisthecure.com.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time
time. Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt.
The music going, that's good. I was running for a quick break. Welcome back, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And we're going to talk Pilgrim's Progress with Steve Clary. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Bill.
Let me catch my breath here.
No problem.
I'm going to let you give
people... Want me to take over as host?
Yes.
I can ask you questions.
That's what happens when the bathroom is a little bit further away than you want it to be. But, I was so excited to see the link and see Pilgrim's Progress. What you've done is such an outstanding job. But give people the background of what... You know, what this movie is going to do in terms of touching. I mean, you talk about reaching 90% of the world with this movie.
Yeah, we can. You know, here's what we really realized, Phil, is that the mission community is starving for good content. And when you look at distribution of a Christian film in the States, it's a real challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of Christian movies. It takes a lot of money to get in theaters. And thankfully, we are in theaters for two dates over Easter weekend on mm-hmm. April 18th and April 20th. But what we're really excited about is the mission field is wide open.
Right.
There are so many hungry hearts that want to watch good Christian content. There are missionaries that will show the film. They'll risk their lives. They will risk their livelihood. They'll travel through jungles. They'll set up, you know, projectors and screens in villages, and the satellite TV that broadcasts to millions and millions of Muslims that are seeking the truth of the gospel. And so for us, if you're familiar with the story of the Pilgrim's Progress, it is the journey of a Christian life. And outside the Bible, we don't know of a better story.
That's right.
To tell.
Exactly. Well, and again, this is taking John Bunyan's amazing classic.
Epic classic.
Did you feel like you were on hallowed ground? I mean, here, you're dealing with Pilgrim's Progress, and you got the team together, and you go, man, we've got to do something real special with this.
You know, and we wanted to. Some of the team members, when we first started, they said, you know, that's an old book. You know, let's make it contemporary.
Right.
Let's change the names of the characters. And I'm like, no way, no way. I had the privilege of doing the Tortured for Christ movie last year based on Richard Wurmbrandt's life, who was a friend of mine and a spiritual mentor for me. And I knew the most important thing I had to do was honor. And so maybe it prepared me for John Bunyan. And my goal was to honor his writing. This is not my story. This is his story. And really the hardest part for me, you know, that sacred ground is the quality. I wanted to do the quality of the presentation. And CGI animation is so expensive. You know, and the studios will spend $80 million and $100 million and $120 million to make a Marvel movie, to make a Shrek movie, to
make
one of these CGI animated films. And we had a fraction of that. I mean, our budget is probably less than their catering budget, you know?
Yes.
But we all worked really hard, and we all volunteered, and we hired the animators. That's where the money went, not into anybody's pocket. And we produced a film that we're proud of. But that was the hard part for me, is to give the quality that it deserved. And that's why we picked CGI animation, because it lends itself to that fantasy, allegorical, whimsical story that he wrote. But I am a real part of the script. One of my best friends wrote the script. I'm really proud of it. And I feel it honors the book. And that's what people are telling us that know the book.
Right. Well, and the quality. I mean, the CG of the movie, I mean, it is outstanding. I mean, you tell me, the budget that you were dealing with, and we hear this time and again, but, you know, God is there and making a way where you think there is no way, right?
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. My team always, when I talk about, because that is really the hard part for me. The hard part is saying, did I give it the quality? I mean, I spent every penny we had, so it's not like I could have done better.
Right.
We absolutely did 110% of our ability, but I wanted to honor it. And not many people dare to venture out in CGI animation on a budget. You know, it's not something you do. It's like, hey, I'd like to build a hotel, and I got $50,000. You know, and I want it to be world class. So it's like, how do you do
exactly
that?
Right.
And it's labor. It took us 5 years and of animation, but. You know, we bought our own computers, we licensed the software, we set up offices in Costa Rica, we hired good people, we trained them, we brought in people to help them, and so we did it grassroots, we bootstrapped it, and we cut out all the middlemen that would have taken a good percentage of the budget, including me.
Right.
You know, we weren't making money, we were giving money,
right,
and we were donating money to make this possible, and that's why I think having done that, it's more important for me that it is free to the mission field. People ask me all the time, and they say, well, will you make money? Will you get money back? And I'm like, I don't know. But I know lives will be impacted.
That's right.
And I know I'll have something, I'm not buying my way to heaven. You know, nobody can.
Right.
But I certainly want to do everything I can to help people, to encourage them on the straight path while I'm alive.
Well, talk about, souls in heaven, as you say. I mean, the impact that this will have. You said your goal is to translate to 100 top languages of the world.
Yeah. We're already in 4, and we haven't even released the film yet.
That's amazing.
And we have a phase one of 26 languages. And, it's just funny because I talk to people, and that's what they want to know. They want to know, will it be in my language? It's one of the, in America.
And they can't wait.
They can't wait. Yeah. And so we have Farsi. Let me just tell you about Farsi, Bill. We are, in 3 weeks, we will be on the air in Iran on the most popular Christian TV station, satellite station. We know there'll be 6 million people, a minimum of 6 million people watching.
Unbelievable.
2 million of them are estimated to be secret Christians. 4 million Muslim seekers, that they're rejecting Islam. Islam has failed them. And they're not going to watch the story once. This is going to air over and over. You know,
wow.
I get to go to the theaters, I get one day, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
You got one day, get out.
Yes, right.
But in Iran, I'll probably air 20 times and over Easter weekend. And you can imagine that the people watching it, are they going to buy a ticket? Of course not.
Right.
Are we going to be investing in heaven? Absolutely.
Exactly. Wow. We're talking with Steve Clary. He's the executive producer of the new animated version of the classic Pilgrim's Progress, which I'll tell you, we are going to be so blessed. Talk about, with Easter season and to be reminded of John Bunyan's classic. Wow, it is, they're going to fall in love with this classic all over again.
I hope so. And that's our goal. Our goal is people go back and read the book.
Right.
And we will be producing a new version of the book. John Bunyan, during that time, there was a lot of stress between the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church. Mm-hmm. And there were things in the book that were not kind to the Catholic community. Mm-hmm. And we did not, approach that. We wanted to be, we have had a lot of Catholic churches and Catholic schools screen the film. And mm-hmm. they come back to us and they said, thank you. Thank you for not... I don't think we needed to go there. And even in the book we're rewriting, we're not going there.
You know,
we just want... It is a journey of everybody.
Right.
It's a journey of a non-believer. They're just not on the right path.
Exactly.
And every path leads to a destination.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal right now is to spend my day saying, what path are you on?
Mm-hmm.
Because that path leads to a destination.
Yeah.
The path you choose today will have... will affect your tomorrow.
And where's the Father's heart in this deal? But unity, to bring us all together, not to be in conflict. But at that time, there was conflict, so you can kind
of
understand the historical application. Okay, but now, 21st century, at a time where I believe that Christians, Catholics, everyone is looking for unity. They're looking for that one thing. What are the majors that we can focus on, right?
Amen. Yeah. We're seeing more and more people being... evangelical across denominations, and I think God is in these days wanting to call more to Himself. Iran has the largest growth of Christian population in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, who would have thought? We'd say, right. No, it's America. Right. No, it's not.
No,
it's Iran. Right.
They look at America as a mission field now.
That's
going,
right.
They want to come this way. They say, these guys aren't, we're not really sure they believe in Jesus, So.
That'd be amazing, right? If there are any missionaries here.
I mean, you hear the underground churches in China. I mean, there's a typical 3-4 hour session, or meeting, talking about God, going to church. I mean, that's routine for them. They can't even comprehend a 50-minute or an hour service that we have here in America.
That's right. That's right. We have to cut it shorter.
Exactly.
Every time I do something, it's like, you need to do it shorter.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, why don't I just not do it?
Right.
That would be short enough.
Well, again, congratulations to you and the team. Just so you understand a little bit of Steve's background, too, he worked in missions in 1989 as a volunteer for the Voice of the Martyrs. He joined the staff in 1990, soon after, had the honor of traveling with Voice of the Martyrs founder Richard and Sabina Wimbrand, which he had referenced. What an honor for you, huh?
Yeah, it is. And somebody asked me, they said, you went from doing a movie about torture in a prison cell to doing a CGI animation. How is it? It almost seems like, two different sides of your brain, right? And I said, there are actually more similarities than I first realized. Number one, it was Richard Wurmbrand's favorite book. Number two, both books were written in prison. Number three, both men had a huge desire to win the lost and preach the gospel, but neither thought it would work in their prison cell, but God exploded their stories to the world.
Wow. He opened up the gates, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen. This is awesome. And this is what we see happening. Again, I'll tell you, you have got to make sure you save the date, be looking out, share it with your friends, your neighbors. You will want to see this. And especially if you haven't read the book, like you said, you see this and you'll want to read the book.
Yeah.
Right?
For the movie, but still read the book.
Yeah, exactly. Without a doubt, this new animated version of the classic Pilgrim's Progress. I mean, because people, are very colloquial about it. They'll make reference to Pilgrim's Progress, but then I always ask them, have you read the book?
Yeah, right. Then I kind of look at you in there.
But here's an opportunity.
It's not an easy book to read.
No. But here's the opportunity, okay?
Read the book.
And watch it transform your life even
more
so.
See you in the theater.
Steve Clary, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
God bless.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
if you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one